Okay, guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Again, we got John Kottmeyer on as our guest. It's quite a touchy situation. You know, I've often said I wish I had a megaphone and could blast across this country and wake people up. But, you know, that's not a very realistic scenario. I hail what Ron Paul is doing. Sincerely doubt the man is ever going to get in there. They got the thing so rigged, and even if he did, they'd have him dead within 24 hours. But, you know, let's say he did get in. Let's say he did implement these changes. It would not be an easy thing to accomplish.
What I could do about him is just get my own bodyguards.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Right.
And then I would check them out, you know, each end, all the way around. But, yeah, I'm supporting Ron. Of course, I guess we all
yeah.
are.
Absolutely.
And but, I mean, agree with everything that he says. I don't. He might have knowledge of the tax laws, but I don't think you need to abolish the income tax. We just got to impose it as it's written within the code.
I'll recommend that he appoint you as his Secretary of the Treasury.
I'm a little old for that, but any which way, he's a year older than me, you know.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And,
see, you're still young, see?
But any which way, Ron is good. I wouldn't abolish the Fed. I would abolish it in this manner. I would arrest those involved and seize all the assets to eradicate the debt because it was fraud.
Right.
The whole thing is fraud, and I would do it that way. I outlined that in my book.
But, get all the gold. All the gold back from the private Swiss accounts that they've stolen from us.
That's right. I mean, they, you know, seize all their assets and put them in jail where they belong.
Yeah.
And that's the way I would go about it, because then we would only have the T-bills and the public bonds, which we could probably recover from, particularly if we get tariffs and bring back manufacturing.
And, you know, people would say, oh, you know, the government couldn't subside on a budget like what we had before. Well, of course not, because we got all these bureaucracies. You don't need these bureaucracies. They're detrimental. Get rid of the bureaucracies. The federal government could certainly subside back on a gold standard. Subsist.
The bureaucracies came in the 30s with Roosevelt.
Yeah.
That's right. When you got the Administrative Procedures Act and the whole works. I mean, we didn't have all that before that. I wrote a little booklet, which can be downloaded from the website, called Do Courts Have Lawmaking Powers? And in there I show the total jurisdiction and authority for the federal government, how a lot of it evolved to be perverted. It's only about 36 pages. It's probably be interesting reading to the student, you know, or even to the novice. But it lays a lot of that out. And you can get it free off our website.
Yeah, I tell you, folks, this site is a great source of information. Definitely check that out. Saveapatriot.org, and put your hyphen after save and after A, saveapatriot.org. I think I'd have to say that FDR did an even worse disservice to this country, treasonous disservice, than what Wilson did. Wilson is, of course, under his watch, the Federal Reserve and the income tax fraud was created.
Oh, yeah.
But under FDR, I mean, he just whipped the thing into high gear. I mean, look at, he took us off the gold standard altogether. He brought us the Emergency Banking Relief Act. What a scandal that was.
Oh.
Like, the banks needed relief. They were profiteering off of the crash and the ensuing depression, you know. And then he goes ahead and steals more of our money, takes our gold, devaluates the currency by 59%. I mean, and yet he's hailed as one of the all-time greatest presidents.
Yeah, but you can't tell the people who went through the Depression he didn't save them, you know.
Yeah. But well, folks, we're going to go to another break. We've got a couple people waiting here on the phone lines, too. So we'll take those calls when we get back. Stick with us.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. We've got a couple callers here. Boy, John, you've got the phone ringing off the hook today. I tell you, I haven't had this many calls in the past 2 weeks. We've got Vicki in Idaho. Welcome to the show, Vicki.
Hi. I have a question. I heard the other day a man say that the IRS is located in Puerto Rico. Is that right?
That's not so. Internal Revenue Service, the National Office, 1111 Constitution Avenue, Washington, D.C. That Puerto Rico, when we obtained Puerto Rico after the Spanish-American War, one of the provisions of them being a possession was that they have their own taxing system. And all that is the Internal Revenue for Puerto Rico.
Oh, right. Okay. So
that's a good question, Vicki. I used to wonder that myself, you know. There's a lot of fictions floating around out there, and you really got to make sure that you get the proper information, you know, and check into things, and because there are, in the Patriot community, there's a lot of crazy ideas out there.
The reason I thought there might be some truth to it is because I've been studying these international organizations, and it seems that we are involved in the Organization of the American States, the OAS, which is, of course, linked to the United Nations. But the OAS actually votes on mandates for the member states. And I do believe that part of this immigration reform bill that they're working on is due to mandates from the OAS. So it wasn't entirely out of the realm of possibility that the IRS could be located in Puerto Rico, because our government, the government that we look at and that we think is our government, I think they're just puppets at this point.
Oh, well, that's not to be doubted, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go over to Rodney in Illinois. You there, Rod?
Yeah,
welcome to the show,
Hi,
Rod.
Bill.
Yeah, welcome.
Hey, I'm a member of Save a Patriot. My only regret is I didn't join sooner. I've only been a member since 04, and a full-fledged part of the member assistance program. Thank God I haven't required the assistance of other members, but I consider it a privilege to do so whenever we're called upon to help those who have been victims of the IRS. And I just wanted to thank John for all he's done all these years. And, of course, his wife. I understand his wife is listening, and is certainly the unsung heroes of the Patriot movement are those women of courage who stand behind the men who tend to charge. But anyhow, John, if you could just maybe explain the membership assistance program, if that's, within the realm of your promotion of the Save a Patriot. And for anybody else that's listening, don't hesitate. It's well worth whatever cost you might put out, and the satisfaction to know that we're doing something positive and helping those who unfortunately become victims is well worth it.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the Save a Patriot Fellowship is it's a network of support. You're not going this alone, because when you go alone, there always are those risks. Just because they don't have the legal authority to take your property doesn't mean they're going to do it. That they're not going to do it. They do it. So, you have this network behind you. It's an insurance policy is what it is, and it's a very good program. It's worked quite well.
It's the only one in the country, and, we encourage other people who have groups to bring their group in, because the more groups we have in there, the easier it is for those who are helping the member who has been injured, and it makes it more practical. And that's one of the main things that they're attacking. The IRS is attacking us, saying that's a tax shelter, because we're encouraging people to commit tax crimes by having an assistance program. And you know what is ironic is that the IRS employees have their own insurance for the same thing. And then we come across that when we start investigating, they're attacking us. But any which way, the membership assistance program, we have civil and criminal coverage, where if you're a member in good standing for 6 months before any problem arises and you follow the membership assistance program, whatever you lose would be assessed to the members proportionately, and they send it directly to you. And the same thing works criminally. Whatever your costs are for your criminal trial or whatever is assessed to the membership proportionately, and they send it directly to you, not to to our office. So it's worked very well. It's been in place since 1984 and has never failed. So we thank God for those patriots who hung in there and helped others, because if we don't stand together, like I said, we're going to be stood on.
Well, as the saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall. So that's what your group is doing. It's bringing, networking these people together. It's like a nationwide family network, and it's not just talk. You know, when it comes to stuff like this, if you've got the thugs at your door, you need some help. What good is it when you're standing for the truth and they come and take everything you got? Sure, I'm right, they're wrong, but what does it matter when you've lost everything, But that's what you guys are all about, is not just providing legal, information, on how to get out of this thing, but the assistance that's there as a backup should something like this happen. That's what patriotism really is all about.
Well, yeah, we got to stand together,
Yeah, lending a hand, not just the lip service.
Right.
You get too much of that today, and it's this makes all the difference in the world. Anyway, was that all you had to You still there, Rod? Okay, I guess he hung up. Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for the call, Rod. Call again anytime. Yeah, it's good to hear from fellow members, isn't it? That must be quite rewarding, you know, to know that people's lives are being changed and they are appreciative of your efforts. That really makes it all, you know, that's the biggest reward right there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, the biggest reward is doing God's will, knowing that I'm doing God's will. And
there you
from
go.
There, just to serve others. And that's all we're here for on this earth, is to serve people.
Yeah.
The better we serve, the better the reward. And the reward is in the afterlife, not now.
And that's what's so pathetic about what's being done here by the globalists exploiting people, driving them into poverty. You know, they're so incredibly bereft of anything human, bereft of common sense, that they don't even realize that, you know, their actions are actually making themselves more miserable. You don't get happiness from exploiting people. It's a false happiness. And it's so empty that they never get enough. They always want more, more power, more money, oppress you more, create more laws that take away your rights and freedoms. That's what they get off on, but it's not happiness. They're miserable.
I know. The last chapter of my book, Charles, I donate to just that subject that you're talking about. You come to a conclusion, and I start out before creation with the rebellion in heaven and Lucifer, and I bring that forward, and it shows that the only conclusion you can come to is that they're beguiled by Lucifer to set up the world government that's in the book of Revelations.
Yeah,
I didn't come to any other conclusions.
And lo and behold, you read their own documents, and here's your confirmation. You know, they admit that, I mean, they are occultists. They're into Luciferianism, and, that's another whole story, but it's true. This is what drives them. They do have an absolute evil, demonic ideology that pushes them to do what they do.
That's correct. I guess you're familiar with David Rockefeller's biography, which was published 2002.
Oh, yeah, and that interesting statement he makes.
Yeah, right on page 405. He confesses. It's really something.
He actually boasts. He's proud of it.
Oh, yeah, right. And of course, Davy came up with that statement that he made in before the Bilderbergers, that he thanked the national media for covering this up for him.
Yeah, yeah. If it wasn't for you not putting us under the bright spotlights of media attention, you know, we wouldn't have made the great strides forward toward world government that we've made. And there were representatives there from all the major media, and there he was making it clear that they have been complicit. Well, of course they have. And nothing's changed now, has it? It's gotten worse.
Yeah, well, you know... Excuse me, I watched that press conference that John put on for Ed Brown up there. I watched the clip off the internet, and you didn't see anything come out in the national media as to any of that conference, did you?
Nothing.
You know, I'm talking about John Stettenauer when he was up there.
Right. Yeah, it's total blackout, total boycott.
Yeah, total.
Just like Ron Paul.
That's right, this Iowa thing. You know, and those guys don't seem to be giving up. They're not going to do it. They're not going to let him there for the debate.
I tell you, folks, it's not just Washington that we need an overhaul with. It's the media. It's most of academia. It's and, of course, the big-name churches that are touting right along. They've sold out a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. No two ways about it. It's one of the biggest problems is the Christian church.
Yeah. And that's been the case all through history, really. It's not unique to our era. When has organized religion not been corrupt?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you look at in the Old Testament, you know, Israel. God didn't want them to have a king, but they went ahead and had one anyway, and they got themselves in the very trouble that they were warned they would get into with a king, you know, and it's been that way ever since. All the big-name churches, they want to have a president or a board of directors, and when you have that money and power concentration thing, folks, doesn't matter what kind of institution it is, it'll always lead to corruption. Stick with us. We'll be right back with John Kottmeyer.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got John Kontmeyer on the line. John, I'd like to ask you, let's just imagine this fictitious scenario here. Let's say we just elected President John Kontmeyer.
It would be fictitious.
Yeah, right. You know, let's say you've got your Teflon suit on. Is it Teflon? No, Teflar, or whatever they call it, your bulletproof suit. You're surrounded by a host of bodyguards, and, you know, you've got your free speech zones for the neocons who formerly supported Bush, 10 miles down the street, caged up, they can't get at you. No, seriously, let's suppose you're president, and you're left now with the task of fixing this big monstrosity of a mess. I mean, what would you do? Where would you start? How would you do this in such a way that you wouldn't bring the whole house of cards crashing down? You want to do this so that you can have a smooth transition from a tyrannical corporate plutocracy to a real constitutional republic like what we're supposed to have. You know, how would you do it? And what time frame do you think you could do that in?
Well, what I would do, if it was me, I would have a press conference and lay it out to the public what I'm going to do. The same press conference, I would announce that I'm ordering the Department of Justice to arrest and bring charges against the principals of the Federal Reserve. I would abolish the Federal Reserve Board, go back to hard currency, and from there, I would take and encourage the teaching of the Constitution throughout the school system, and just inform people as to what is taking place. And I think if they had elected me, then I would have enough credibility that they would probably listen to that. And you
so
can just pray from there.
So you would do it in one big step. You wouldn't do it incrementally, slowly.
You'd have to. It would have to be done, and it would have to be announced to the public immediately.
Do you think, initially, though, it probably would, obviously the system would collapse that's in place now?
Well, yes, but there's enough. Before we go into an electronic money system, there's enough currency that we could keep the marketplace going. If you can keep the marketplace going, you can accomplish this. If they can shut the marketplace down, it's all over. And that's what they're after right now, trying to destroy our marketplace.
You know, you'd obviously have to get some National Guard troops out there, because there would be pandemonium in the streets, right? I mean, you know.
There's no two ways about it, you know, but you know, if you read Ho Chi Minh wrote a book on revolution, you know, and he was a brilliant man. And he tells you right in the book that you got to destroy the marketplace before you can collapse the society.
Right.
I mean, yeah. That's just a necessary element. You got to take over communications and destroy the marketplace. You got to disrupt everyday life.
Yeah, yeah. It would have to resort to drastic measures, at first, anyway.
Right. And, of course, the biggest problem is the limited amount of food in the stores. That would have to be solved, you know, immediately.
Yeah, you definitely have rioting, looting. See, this is the thing. I mean, you want to wake people up, but at the same time, you want to wake them up the right way, you know.
Right, right.
If you could, say, hijack the satellite TV broadcasting networks, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, and, you know, let's say you could broadcast on every major channel in the country and suddenly wake everybody up, that's not really what you want to do.
No, that's not what you want to do unless you had the power to control that. It wouldn't be a dictatorship.
Yeah. I mean, because they would just leap on that. They'd love that, actually.
Oh, sure they would. That's why you have to have a press conference where everybody's informed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it has to be done live. You know, people call me up and want to do interviews. I won't do any unless they're live.
Yeah.
Because I had apples out of that barrel where they cut and tape, you know.
Oh, sure. Cut and paste jobs, yep.
Oh, man.
They do that all the time?
Yeah, I never do that. I never give
Nowadays, yeah, I don't blame you. Nowadays, they don't even just do that. They can take your voice and reproduce you digitally with computers and make you say whatever they want.
That's right. So you got to be very careful. You got to be careful what you say, even live.
And, you know, video, too. I mean, they can, you know, sit you on the Pope's lap and...
Right.
It's, I mean, you can't even use that in court anymore, I don't think, because of that factor. I mean, anybody can do it with a cheap software program.
Right.
But, you know, I'd be interested to know how Ron Paul would, you know, I'm sure he has a plan how he would implement what he wants to do. I'm all for him, but I'd be curious to know, how would he go about shutting down the Federal Reserve? There would be major, disastrous implications, at least initially.
Well, it would be fair initially, but like I said, as long as you keep the marketplace going, there's no problem there. You've got to have some kind of medium of exchange.
Right, right, to replace this, because people find out the money's...
Not only replace it, but you can use the Federal Reserve notes while you're working on it. Anything that the people can exchange in the marketplace.
Or maybe print emergency greenbacks or something.
Well, you could do that even, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that would have to be planned out. And,
right. But, you know, folks, that is...
It could be done if you were president. If you're not president, and there's somebody in there who's a globalist that you don't want to...
Oh, yeah, then forget it. It's over. But that is the only reason we can use our current money system, is because people believe it has value but doesn't. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, folks. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got John Kottmeyer on the line. So, John, right now there are listeners out there saying, yeah, I'm sick and tired of this. I've had enough of it. I want to get out of this system. You know, what kind of advice would you offer as a first step or two for people to take that want to get out of this exploitatious, illegal taxation system of ours, want to declare their, you know, their God-given right to actually earn a living and keep the money that they earn for themselves?
Well, tell you the truth, Charles, we can't give any advice. Back in 1984, the courts ruled in the White and Kahn cases that if you give anybody advice on taxes, that's an illegal tax shelter and they shut you down. So all we can do is publish facts about the tax code, and which is under the First Amendment. Because it doesn't give advice, it's just showing what the code says.
Yeah, that's a good point. You literally can't in this free country of ours. You know, the way they get around that is, well, you're not a licensed tax professional, right?
Well, that's right, but the courts, the way they ruled, you don't have to be a licensed tax professional. You can be just an organization like that Kahn and White were. And they even called people set up trusts, which there's nothing wrong with that, but they're shutting them down, saying that's an illegal tax shelter. Anything where people can try to protect their property is declared illegal.
And, you know, just on the basis of them using these tax dollars to fund fraudulent illegal wars that they lied us into, I mean, you should not have to be compelled to support something that you're totally against.
Well, that's correct. You should not be compelled to support anything, but when it's illegal, it's illegal. It deserves no support. We have to move against these politicians for sedition. You know, that's what they're committing. They're committing sedition. There's no authority to go into a foreign country. We're not an empire. Ron Paul's totally correct. That's what we got to do is get people back to understanding the Constitution. You got a lot of people out there believe the treaties can override the Constitution. That's not so.
Oh, yeah.
The Constitution is supreme law of the land. Nothing overrides it. UN or anything.
Right.
They have to destroy that Constitution before they can bring us, and that's what they're trying to do, get people to ignore it.
The UN is often seen as the hero that can save us from the abuses of the Bush administration. They're too naive to recognize that, you know, one of the reasons for Bush being so aggressive is to create that climate, that desire among the people, you know, to rally behind the UN. That's where they want you all along.
Of course. I mean, that's the goal is a total government, world government, right? So that's the problem. We got to get people to understand how to fight them and to demand, and they have to understand their culture, their jurist, and the jurisdiction of the federal government. That's why I would like them to download that booklet and just read what powers the federal government has. And then act accordingly when they contact their representatives. You know, we can see that they're sensitive to the public's outcry with this immigration thing. I mean, it's putting a lot of pressure on them. And you saw how Bush reacted to that. I mean, he was scared. He had to go over there and twist arms to get the vote he got. And the battle's still not over.
Right, sure.
You know, a lot of these guys are thinking, do I have to go along with him, or am I going to be defeated at the next election?
Well, you know, they've had carte blanche power all this time, passing law after law after law that gives them more and more power because, they just figure nobody's paying attention. And for the most part, unfortunately, they were right. But that's turning around now. People are watching them, and they know it, and they can't so easily get away with this stuff.
That's right, and we got to put more pressure on them. We got to demand. See, the biggest problem is you got a globalist in there who controls the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
That way we're not getting the proper policing action from the Department of Justice, which is to prosecute people who's controlling it right now.
Yeah.
And we've got to get people to understand what sedition, the Constitution, and the powers of the Constitution, and what it actually says, because you see a lot of these so-called conservatives advocating that things is not even there. As though they are there.
People got to be reminded that they're the ones that are supposed to be running the government. They don't just sit back and let others do it for them. That's how you get in a mess, which is what we're in right now. You've got to hold people accountable, let them know that, you know, you're not giving them permission to go ahead and pass whatever law comes down the pike, you know, and that's what is required of them. They need permission from us. We're their bosses. I you know, what's it going to take for people to wake up and remember this?
Oh, you know, I can recall back in around 1964 when I first became a real activist, you know, in the movement. And I can recall there were two older gentlemen in their 60s who were advising me, you know, and I'm the young turf, you know, I'm the... they're telling me about the Constitution, and I'm thinking to myself, who pays any attention to that? We got to do this thing politically, and you know, I'm going on and on and on, spinning my wheels. And of course, as I got older, you know, I started to realize more and more what they were saying was totally correct.
Right. That's the highest law in the land, and any law that doesn't conform with it is no law at all.
That's right, and we got to insist on that. We got to keep going back to that. And every time somebody says something that's contrary to it, we got to correct them.
Right.
Keep it going until the people have total knowledge of what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, it's very crafty how they pulled this off, isn't it? Initially, the income tax actually just applied to corporations, didn't it? It wasn't until the time of World War II that they started slipping this in to, and focusing on individuals.
Oh, it didn't even, it only applied to foreign corporations. U.S. corporations are not subject to it. Only on foreign earned income.
Wow.
It's right in the code. Everything's foreign. Even in there, if you have a partner who's a foreigner, and right in the code it says, I think it's 1445, it says very clearly, only his income is taxed, not yours. It segregates it.
So even the corporate income tax, which, of course, no corporation even pays anymore, the big ones, but certainly small local businesses pay. So even that's not legal.
Well, it's they're sending it in, believing they have it. You know, the IRS, you know, the way they do things, they prey on your mindset. If you have a mindset you have it, then they'll send, you know, they'll send, but they won't send you the forms unless you file one. Once you file it, they'll keep sending it to you.
Well, I have to say, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought, because see, there's this legal fiction that's also been created that corporations are persons. I'm sure you know about that, right? That they've been, of course, that doesn't just apply to taxes. They use that for a lot of things. You know, to, if you sue corporations, they have, many corporations have won lawsuits based on this fiction. It goes back to the 1880s, that corporations are persons. But, and I thought that they were using that to try to win cases to say that they're not liable for tax, but you're saying that no business...
No, when it comes to the Internal Revenue Code, a corporation can be known as a person. You go to Chapter 79, in Subtitle F, which is definitions, and the first section, the first clause in that chapter talks about the word person.
Really?
A person can be an individual, a state, a trust, a corporation, association. So whenever you read person in the code, you got to determine what person they're talking about. Is it an individual or a legal person?
Wow. I bet that's something, obviously, that arose after the this 1888 case.
Yeah,
but anyway,
well, the code didn't start till 1926. Before that, everything was statutes at large.
That's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff I have in that DVD I told you about, which is the 12-hour lecture on the law. And it points all this stuff out and brings you through so you have a full understanding.
Yeah, folks, go to the Save a Patriot website and check this stuff out. All the information is there. It's and, of course, John's book, very informative. And you mentioned the newsletter. Do you send information, you know, how to join if people want to become members of
the fellowship? Yes, that'll accompany the newsletter if they call in and ask for a newsletter.
Uh-huh, yeah. And, you know, for those who are thinking, well, if I was self-employed, it would be a lot easier, but I work for a big company and they wouldn't go along. But that's not true either, is it? There's been a lot of big companies that have allowed people, once they're shown that they're not liable to withhold tax, that they've let people do this, haven't they?
Yeah, we had, GTE? GTE, back some years ago, back in the 90s, one of our members had in a dispute over withholding with them, and we talked to their controller, and we spent, I don't know how many different conference calls back and forth with him and their legal department. And finally, they come to the conclusion from the laws that we've shown them, they couldn't show otherwise, that we were correct. So they said any one of their employees who gave a statement of citizenship to them, as the Internal Revenue Regulation stated, that they would stop withholding. And that continued for about 5 years. And then all of a sudden, some of the members who were working for GTE started calling up saying they're withholding from me again.
Oh.
So we contacted the controller's office and found out that he retired and another one took his place.
There you go.
So we started talking to him, and then he turned around and said, well, I don't care what the law says. This is what we're going to do. So yeah, Taco Bell, same thing.
It sounds like in the dark ages, you know, persecution would stop in one area. But then as soon as a new king or prince or whatever took the throne, then it would start up again. It was relentless, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's until we get a full understanding of the Constitution and even the taxing provisions relating to it, you're going to have these problems.
Yeah, yeah. Just constantly reoccurring. So let me get this straight, though. I didn't realize. So when the income tax first came around, after the passage of the, fraudulent 16th Amendment, well, fraudulent in the way it's been interpreted anyway.
The first income tax was 1862.
During the Civil War.
Well, the War of Northern Aggression.
Okay, but I mean, in its modern manifestation as we know it, post 16th Amendment. So it was not imposed on American businesses then from the start. It was actually just foreign?
Well, yeah. The Treasury decision that started is 2313, where the order was given out that it's been collected from non-resident aliens and foreign corporations.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, we have a, that's also in that DVD. I showed that order. We read right from it.
Yeah, I'll have to get the DVD myself. So now, during World War II then, when this started being imposed on American citizens, well, actually it wasn't imposed. They started off, you know, enticing people to support the war. And,
right.
But so that's when it began with businesses as well then.
That's when all the withholding started, yeah, in 42.
Wow.
Yeah, there wasn't any withholding before that.
How do you like that, guys? That's only, 65 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Up until 65 years ago, there wasn't an income tax. You kept your earnings.
Well, the wage tax is not an income tax.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's enough. Yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about that legal fiction that they've created, this little word game between the difference between income and wage.
Yeah, if wages are defined as taxes relating to Social Security purposes, and the income tax is totally contained in Subtitle A, and the income tax is a tax from wages, but not on wages. Right in there, it says if you go to Section 61 and then find, which I also cover in the DVD, and you go down to the root, which is 1939 code, and it says right in there in Section 22 of that code that it's from the wages. Incomes of property, gain, capital, labor, combination of both. So it's from the income, which is from the wages itself. And not on the wage as such, but it's in other words, if I took and would employ you, and I would take and contract you out, say to build somebody a porch, and I paid you $5 an hour, and I charge the person I'm building the porch for $10 an hour. Well, the $5 over your $5 would be income or profit to me. And there, the tax would be taken from that, where I profited. And it was very clear in the 39 Code. So when they brought that forward, they brought the 39 Code forward, but they left that out where it says from wages. They left out the word from. And they put wages in there. But it's still the law.
And you know, people don't realize that there's a difference. They synonymize the word income with wage. They don't realize this, that there is a difference, especially, you know, legally speaking.
That's right. And you can find that just, well, like I said, I explain it fully in the DVD.
Yeah, folks, you definitely want to get that. You know, something else that I became aware of through the meetings, the fellowship meetings I used to go to, very interesting. The guy gave a talk once on money, and he talked about the history of the, you know, the redemption statements on our bills. Prior to 1933, our bills used to read, you know, Federal Reserve note, of course. It's always, since 1913, been the Federal Reserve running the whole thing. But still, they were redeemable. It says redeemable at any Federal Reserve Bank in gold.
No, in lawful money.
Right. And then after 1933, it said redeemable at any Federal Reserve Bank, but it didn't say anything about gold anymore. They changed it.
Right.
And then, of course, in 1965, I think it was, after LBJ passed a couple coinage acts, then it didn't say redeemable at all. It just says this is usable for lawful, you know, as lawful money.
Legal tender, right.
Legal tender, yeah.
Yeah.
But nothing about any redeemability or... You know, if you want to redeem your bill, your $10 bill at your local bank, if it's worn out, you know what you're going to get back for it? Another $10 bill.
I don't want to be a broken record, but I also cover that in the DVD.
Yeah, guys, you got to check this out. I'm telling you, if you want to inform yourself on how you've been, huckstered over the years, how you've been deceived, you know, this man's the source right here. I mean, it's thoroughly documented. He goes through the whole thing, the Federal Reserve, the money system, the income tax. It's very informative. Highly recommend it. Stick with us. I'll be right back with one more segment with John Kottmeyer.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Got another few more minutes here left with John Kottmeyer. John, I'm sure a lot of the audience we have here at RBN, for the most part, they're Christian. And some might be thinking, well, you know, didn't Jesus say render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, unto God that which is God's? Well, first of all, this tax we're talking about here isn't Caesar's. It's illegal. But there's still some who'll say, well, we're not to be rebel rousers. We should just pay it, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Christ himself actually didn't favor illegal taxation. I was at a Patriot Fellowship meeting once, and somebody brought up this point, and I found it fascinating. There's a passage, I forget the context now, but somebody asked a question to Christ about taxes, and he held a coin up. This isn't the one where he says, render unto Caesar. This is another one. He says, to whom do you owe this tax? To whom is liable for this tax? Is it the son of the king or the stranger? In other words, is it the native citizen or is it the foreigner? Do you know the passage I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, it's in Matthew. It's when they came to Capernaum, those who collected tribute money came to Peter and said, does not your master pay tribute?
That's what it is, right, right. And he so says, in response...
Peter says, yes, and then when they went into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon, of who do the king take custom and tribute from the stranger or from his children? And Peter said, from the strangers, Lord. And he said, well, then the children are free. He said, at least not we offend them. Go to the sea and cast a hook, and the first fish that cometh up, you'll find a coin in his mouth. Take that and pay them for you and me.
Peter understood the tax laws back then. Apparently, this has been the case all through history, isn't it? That native citizens of any given country are not required to pay taxes on their wages.
That's correct. I mean, the founders, this is our republic, our constitutional republic, is based on God's plan for government. And twice in the history of the world did God's plan come into reality. What you said before was true about Israel wanting a king. When they came out of Israel, I mean, when they come out of Egypt, rather, he gave them a theocracy based on his law where they were totally free except for any infraction against his law, and they had judges only. Of course, then they got the king, and you saw what happened. And the founders knew all that, and they gave us. If you read it, the Charter of the United States is the Declaration of Independence. And it has God's plan for government right in there. And it says the only lawful function of government, protection of life and property. That's it. It's right in the Declaration. And our government was based on that premise. The founding of our government, it was set up on that.
This tax system, folks, destroys life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can't pursue happiness when one-third, that's just the federal tax, of course, one-third of your money is taken before you even get your check, before you even get paid. They've taken it. I mean, this has got scam written all over it. Oh. And again, if you want the information, folks, I tell you, you won't get a better source than going to saveapatriot.org, and that's save-a-patriot.org. And, you know, get the book, get the DVD. He'll send you a newsletter. It'll tell you how you can become a member. I'll tell you, it's a safe, risk-free fellowship system they have set up that, you can't lose. It's an insurance policy, and it'll explain how it works when you request the information, but, you become a member. And if the federal thugs do come down on you, it's an insurance policy that you can be up and running tomorrow if they take, strip you of everything you own. Hey, thanks a lot, John. I wish we had more time. We run out. But we'll have you on again sometime. Very informative, very interesting.
Well, thank you, Charles. My pleasure.
You bet. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a good day.
A message for all.